Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Excited about about to do and what God is about to say on this broadcast on today. We want you to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. At this time, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to invite you to come and go with us. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today. Move in the midst of your people. Touch them like never before. God, let them see the greatness of you. Let them see your power. Let them see your anointing, God. Let them see, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This morning we're going to be speaking from the book of Acts. That is in the New Testament. We're going to be about that third chapter of the book of Acts. But you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Now Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms to them that entered into the temple. Well, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." We see here, we're going to just stop here just a little bit as we teach the word of God this morning. And we see the miraculous. We see what God will do in the lives of his people. Oh, the word of God says, "As it shall be given." He said, "To seek and ye shall find." He said, "To knock and the doors shall be opened." He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, "Be thou moved," it shall be moved. We see in the scripture this morning how Peter and John, how they had went up together into the temple. At the word of God tell us they went up at the hour of prayer, and it was about the ninth hour, about 3 p.m., and there was a certain man that he was lame, and he was lame from his mother's womb, never was able to walk, never was able to run around like children when he was a small child. You know, the mother, the parent, look for their children to be able to walk eventually and to run around and to play and to be able to even to be on their knees and eventually walk. Well, this man, he could not do any of these things because the word of God tells us, as you read in that second verse of the third chapter of Acts, that he was lame from his mother's womb, and they carried him daily at the gate of the temple because he could not work. So therefore, he had gone and he asked alms. In other words, they said that he was like a beggar. He went because he could not work like you and I can work, but he was there because he needed money to sustain him. He needed money in order to take care of him. So he sat at the temple of Beautiful, and he asked alms. those that was entering into the temple. Maybe somebody would give him some change or some money. Maybe somebody was going to have mercy on him and would give them something of what he had. So here, when Peter and John was about to go into the temple, the man, he asked alms of Peter and John. And Peter, the word tells us, he had fastened his eyes upon this man, he and John, and said, "Look on us." He said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." Look at this. You know, he was expecting, like, daily. As he sat at the temple, he was expecting to get alms. He was expecting to get some money of whatever they was going to give him. But Peter and John, they fastened his eyes on this man. He said, "Look on us." And the man was, he was expecting to receive something of them. And then that's when Peter, and that's when John said, "Silver and gold have I none." I don't have any silver and gold to give you. But such as I have, I would give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up. And he leaping up stood and walked. And entered with them unto the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Look at the God that we serve, a man that was lame from his mother's womb. Now he was able to walk. Now he was able to leap. Now he was able to praise God for his mercy, for his goodness, for his compassion that he had towards this man. And so it is in the day, in the time that we live in. We can't take God for granted. Sometimes we think that miracles was of old. We think miracles, it happened back in the biblical days. But I want you to know that God, he is a healer. I want you to know that God, he is a deliverer. God is one that is, even as I said before, I'm not going to back down on it, because the word says that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Don't you know today that we serve a supernatural God? We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. So therefore, we see the boldness of Peter and John. We see how with authority and power they commanded the man to get up and walk. He thought that this was going to be an ordinary day, that he was going to be able to get some alms, to get a gift from these two men. But these men had power. These men were filled with the anointing. These men had faith to believe God. You may say, Dr. McCoy, what is faith? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, the man had been in that condition for a long time. The man had been there in the condition that he could not walk since his birth. He was not able to walk. But there was a day that God had some men that was equipped with the power. The men that had was walking in the anointing, that they were able to command them, to be able to speak to them and to this man. And when he did, the man believed, and he took him by the hand, and this man was able to get up. And he said, remember, he said, "Silver and of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It didn't say in the name of John. It did not say it in the name of Peter. It said in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, people do not realize that there is power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. There are some that don't want you and I to preach or to talk about Jesus because they know that there is power in that name. And even when we look in the New Testament and see how the disciples, how they were beaten, how they were put in jail because they taught in the name of Jesus. So if it wasn't anything to it, if it wasn't any power in his name, then they won't even care about it, about what you say and how you preach and how you walk in authority in the name of Jesus. But they know that there is power in that name. So we see the evidence of things that happened when Peter and John, when they spoke, and this man, he was able to walk. He was, the word of God said, one of the things I like is that immediately his feet and his ankle bone received strength. And when his feet and his ankle bone received strength, the man was able to leap up and walk. Come on. And he entered into the temple. And the people, you know, that was an astonishing time. That was a time of rejoicing, you know, because of the fact that they knew that this man had been by the gate of a beautiful all those many years. They knew that they never have seen this man walk. This was a miracle. And that's what I believe. That's what I believe that God wants to do in his people. God wants to do the miraculous. God wants to use you and I to do the miraculous. Even as Peter and John, which are two examples of the miracle working power of God. You see, even as he used them, the Bible tells us that God has no respect of person. And he did it and used them to cause this man that was lame from his mother's womb to walk. Then God is able to use you and me to do the same thing as well. So this is the fullness of the power. They knew that they had the authority of Jesus Christ. They knew that they believed God. They knew that it was not anything that was impossible with God. No. And the thing about it is, what I want to say this morning is that you need to just know that it's not you that performing the act. It wasn't Peter and John themselves, but it was the power of God. It was a demonstration of the power of God that was in them, that when they spoke, they believed that God was going to do this. And this was this man's day to be healed. God used the two Peter and John as instruments of power and instruments to be able to present, to be able for this man to be healed. And I thank God, because one of the things of what Peter said to the man before the healing, he said, when they had fastened their eyes upon him, he said, look on us. You know, in other words, you know, I want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. And then that's when he said, Spirit, go have I none, the presence I have, give I you as a name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then when we look at that 10th verse, they knew that when in the night, verse, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. I know. Can you imagine? Can you just go with me? Can you just see the man as he was never been able to walk, and now he's walking, and now he's praising God, and then the people seeing him walking and praising God, and they knew the word of God says in that 10th verse, they knew that it was he was set for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. I mean, look at God. Look how he got the attention of the multitude of people with that act of healing. Look at what God, because they knew, they were witnessing that this man, no, he never had walked before. We've never seen him walk. But to see him walking and leaping and praising God, it got their attention. It builds their faith. And the 11th verse says, and as the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the court that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered to the people, you men of Israel, why, come on, why marvel you at this? Why look you on, look, you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk. He let them know that, no, it wasn't John, it wasn't myself that did this. Why are you looking at us like we're somebody? We're not anybody. We are servants of the Most High God. So don't think that it's us. And that's the way that we as believers should be, humble ourselves, like the Word of God says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn away from their wicked way, he said, then will I hear from heaven. He said, then will I forgive the sin and heal the land. So don't think that it was our power of holiness that made this man walk. No. He said in that 13th verse, he said, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our father, has glorified his son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, which he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desire a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead. Wherefore, we are witnesses. They're talking about when Jesus, when they wanted to crucify Jesus, and how Pilate was trying to release him, but they didn't want to release him. But they came up against him. And they, rather than release Jesus, they released a murderer. Jesus had did nothing wrong, but yet they didn't want to release him. But see, all of this came, it had to happen the way it did. Because if Jesus had not given his life for us, then we would not have a right to the tree of life. It had to happen. No, we know and realize that the murderer, in the sense of a man that has murdered someone and have done bad things, then it was rightfully for that man to be paid for the price, to pay the penalty for what he had done. But here we see that we can see the hearts of the people. Because rather than release Jesus, they want to release this man who had murdered. He was a murderer. That's where the heart And that's why the disciples, that's why Peter and John, letting them know what happened before. Letting them know that it was Jesus, the one even now, that's with the power that was risen up. He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay there and still dead. He was, but he was alive and alive evermore. And he's living within them, and he's walking in them. So, no, don't give us any accolades for what we have done, because we did it in the name of Jesus. And in that 16th verse, it says, and his name, through faith in his name. His name is important. Some people don't want to talk about the name of Jesus. They want to do things and they want to wonder why things are not happening, because they're not doing it in the name of Jesus. And they're not believing it. And they're not standing on God's word. But here in the 16th verse of Acts, the third chapter, it says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brother, I know that you, through ignorance, you did it, as did your ruler. But those things which God before has showed out the mouth of is all his prophets, that Jesus Christ, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. So we know that it was prophesied, even before it happened, that Christ was going to be crucified. And it just had to be done. Oh, it brought tears to those that was around about him. It brings tears sometimes when we look at the television and we see the crucifixion of Christ. When we see what God, our Lord and Savior, gone through because of us. Because he paid that price that no one else could pay. Not that we were good. Not because we was righteous. It was because if he had not paid that price, if he would not have been crucified for you and me, we would have been sinners. We would all would remain sinners. We would all have been lost. But he paid that price that you and I would have a right to the tree of life. He paid that price that even as the word says, when the word of God says, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, the word of God says that we shall be saved. So after paying that price, see, it's a penalty for sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do you want eternal life? Do you want Christ? Do you want to be saved? So he's kind of the men of God boldly proclaiming what happened to Jesus, boldly proclaiming what happened to that lame man, that beggar that was there. Now he's walking, and now he's praising God. So therefore, he also letting them know that, you know, by ignorance, they did this. He said, you did it by ignorance, through ignorance that you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Jesus, that Christ, should suffer, he has so fulfilled. He did fulfill the suffering that he was going to go through. And this is in the 19th verse. It says, repent. Repent you therefore, and be converted. Repent of your sin. Be converted. Change. Do a turnaround, that your sins may be blotted out, from the time of refreshment shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send sin Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution. In other words, in the time of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the Father, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like to me. Him shall you hear in all things, whosoever he shall say unto you, whatsoever he shall say to you. So here we see the power of God. Here we see the boldness of God. The Bible said he shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and we're going to be witnesses. Peter and John, they were witnesses. They went about witnessing the truth. The Bible said we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. There are people that are in the natural prison, and there are people that are in jail. But there are people that are in darkness. They're in imaginary prison bondage. They're in prison in their mind. Oh, my God, they're not free. But the word of God said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And even as I have taught today through the word of God, through the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, as God allowed me to preach the word of God, God wants to free some people today. God wants you to be free. Because right now you feel like you're in bondage. You feel like, you know, that you close in and you can't get out. And you know that you want to get out. You know that you don't want to stay in the same condition that you're in. You want liberty. You want freedom. Only freedom that we can have is in Christ Jesus. The only freedom that we can have is in the word of God, because the word of God will make us free. Word of God said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. See, in order to know Christ, we're going to have to know the word of God. In order to do the miracles that Peter and John did, we're going to have to know the word of God. Because the word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're going to have Jesus Christ on the inside. Now, this is not something that you just verbally just say, but you got to believe God. You got to believe that he is able to do what he said that he could do. He made this man to be able to walk so that he could be glorified, so that he could be praised. He made the blind to see. Do you remember in the word of God how another man that was blind from his mother's womb as well, never could see the sun, never seen the moon, never seen his father, never seen his mother, what they look like. Of course, he could hear their voices, but, you know, he never did see all of these things, didn't know what the what one color from the other, because he couldn't see it. Never, if he had brothers or sisters, couldn't see them. People around him, he could hear their voices, but he did not know what they looked like. But for the one day, just as this man, God did miraculous healing in his body, and he was made whole. Somebody has been sick for a very long time, and you've been waiting for your healing. You have been waiting for your deliverance. You have been waiting for God to come to see about you. But yet, you're wondering, why are you going through the situation? Why are you sick? And why have you been sick that long? Or why the infirmity has been in your body? Or why this or why that? But some of things that happen is for the glory of God. Not that he made you that way, but God, he did it for the glory of God. Remember Lazarus and Lazarus of the book, and we began to look at the word of God in the book of Hebrews, and we see Lazarus, how Lazarus was had died, in the book of John, rather, how he, the 11th chapter, how he was sick, and then eventually he died, and he was put away as a point of burying him, or putting him in a tomb, and yet we see, even after four days, somebody say it's all over. Somebody say that this man will not live again. The man is dead. Rigor mortis have already taken place. The blood has stopped running in his veins. The man's eyes won't open. The man not going to be able to breathe. The blood is no longer circulating in his body. He couldn't get up even if he wanted to get up. But somebody don't know the power of God. And that's what God wants us to see, the power. Because even though he was dead 4 days when Christ came and he spoke to Lazarus, spoke to that spirit for him to get up, to come forth. And that's what we want you to see today, the power of God. We want to see that God is able to move in any condition, and that there is nothing too hard for God, because he specializes in every condition. There's nothing that he doesn't specialize in. We have physicians that they're specialists in GYN, gynecology. There some doctors specialize in bones as a orthopedic surgeon. Some ophthalmologists that specialize in the eyes. You know, there are so many things that they specialize in. They can't do everything. So they go to school, to medical school, and they learn how to be able to operate on individuals in order to bring about a result. They specialize in certain areas, but we serve a God, and we can serve a God. Those that don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior, those that's not believers, and even you that have been saved and sanctified, it's time for us to go higher in the things of God. It's time for our faith to grow and to increase. God want to bring about an increase in the body of Christ. Do you not see how the people, how they came when Peter and John, when God used them to heal this man that was lame from his mother's womb, and how he got up and how he was praising God? Well, God wants the people, the world, to see that he is God. And then we can tell them who did it. We can tell them that it was Jesus that did this. Peter and John said, it was Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, we got to do things, and we got to believe it ourselves. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believes. So we want you to be able to believe God. The word of God says in Timothy, he said to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God. Need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. So therefore, in order to divide the word of God, in order to have knowledge of it, to be able to correctly speak truth, then and know truth from error, we're going to have to study the word of God. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to seek the face of God. It's time out for us not reading the word of God. It's time out for us not going to church. It's time out for us not praying because the Bible said that man shall always pray and not faint. The Word of God let us know that it's coming. I'm getting ready to wind up this broadcast, but I pray, God, that you hear me this morning. The Word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber, they come to steal, they come to kill, and they come to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to seek and to save them that are lost. We don't want to not say this because that's why he came. We were sinners. We were doomed. We were doomed. But by Jesus paying that price 2,000 years ago, he paid it for the homemonger. He paid it for the liar. He paid it for the prostitute. He paid it for the murderer, like the man that was on the cross. He paid it for him. He paid for those that are conniving, those that are involved in thievery. He paid it for all, for every sin, that we can have a right. That then that we, after he done paid his price, and if we are feeling, know that God did all of this, then that we can ask Jesus Christ to come into our lives, to ask him to forgive us for our sin and forgive us for our transgression. Somebody say, well, I don't lie. I don't steal. I never kill. I don't do these things. I'm a good person. But being a good person is good. But if you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your life, if you're not inviting him to come in you, into you, it's just like putting something in your body. If you require a certain nutrition, a certain thing in your body, then if you don't take it, and the doctor told you to take these certain things, and I know by faith, when we know that we're speaking faith this morning, because God is able to do everything. I'm talking about you that not believing God, you that not standing in the Word of God. If the doctor told you that you need to take so-and-so, whatever the medication is, and because if you don't take it, you're going to die. Well, we can equate that with the Word of God. If we don't take the Word of God and we don't accept him as being the living truth, as being the Word, but being the Savior of the world and being one that can save us, and we don't take him, and he has given that invitation for us to take it. Like the doctor says, take this. You're talking about one that specializes in everything. He says to take up your cross and to follow me. You know, follow me. Believe me. Know that I am God all by myself. So, therefore, it is important that we take Jesus Christ at his word, and that we do all that he wants us to do by letting him, acknowledging him, and letting him come into our lives. And once he comes in, we need to let him remain on the inside. And we need to set in the word so we'll know how to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, that we'll be able to prosper in him. We're getting ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we ask thee, Lord, even now, to look upon our radio audience. Oh, God, this is the hour of power. God, you put this broadcast on the air, God, that they can see the power of you. God, this is the hour of power. God, this is your broadcast. And, Lord, your demonstration of your power. God, let them know that you are able to do everything and anything, and God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And Lord, if they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in their heart that you have raised from the dead, God, that they can be saved. Father, save those that are listening today, God. Father, those from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west, God, all over America, God, touch them, God, even now, that they will be saved, God, that they will be delivered, and God, that they will be made free. God, I ask you to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, if there's anyone that's sick in their body, God, even as Peter and John prayed for this man, they just spoke in faith. God, they just spoke the word, Father, and this man was made whole. They told him to rise up and walk. And God, that he was side. His strength was in his ankle bone, and his strength was in his foot and his feet, and he was able to get up. And Father God, even as the Lord, you allow me to preach his word, I pray, God, even faith, Father God, have been, Father God, faith have come alive in the people today. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that even as the man was healed, God, they can be saved. God, he had a physical condition. But God, many has a spiritual condition that they need, God, to be saved. And Father, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just told them what you said. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, just to ask you to forgive them for their sin, for their transgression. And God, that they could continue on in you. God, that they could go forward like Peter and like John. And God, that they could manifest the goodness of you in their lives. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy on the Hour of Power broadcast. We invite you to tune in on next Wednesday at the very same time for the Hour of Power broadcast. May God bless and keep you.